my heart about some things, because I wasn't even really going to preach. I mean, Sandy, I thought it was going to take 30, 45 minutes. And this morning, I just got a good breakfast, and all of a sudden, things started going off in me, and I thought, well, you know, Lord, you want me to minister this morning, and I know the difference, praise God. And so I'm going to bring this out, praise the Lord, this morning. But how many knows that? I mean, I constantly have to put my past under.
Right.
You know, we must forget the past. You know, what I mean by that is move forward and not let our past control us. I mean, just like myself, you know, I think, well, I could have did a better job with Travis, changed this, did this way and all of that. And I call it crying over spilt milk. Satan will take advantage of you.
Right.
You know, and so I'm like, no, you know, I'm not going to be, and Sandy brought it up about condemnation, you know, and the Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation of those that are in Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
Now it goes on and says that walk not after, but it says there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so I don't really know why I have to go down these lines. Don't make me any difference, praise God. But we must forget the past.
Yeah.
We must put the past behind us. And, you know, and just like the Bible says in John 1:9, I believe it is, it says that if we ask him to forgive us, he's faithful. The Bible says he will forgive us and cleanse us.
Amen.
So if I did anything yesterday, I'm just going to say for sake, if I did something yesterday, I'm a born again believer. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. You know, he's not going to bring it up in church today. He forgave me. The Bible says he's faithful.
That's right.
To forgive me, right? Well, he ain't going to keep reminding me of something that he forgave me for.
Right.
So I'm just telling you right now, you know, if you've got things in your past, you know, I mean, I've got a lot of things in my past before I got born again and after I got saved.
Right.
I mean, I'm backslid on the Lord and doing crystal meth, and I'm at home, and we've been, Teresa, went back to doing smoking pot, and I'm against all drugs. Pot, alcohol, prescription drugs, I believe they're all, you know, they all, I believe, suppress our born-again spirit.
Right.
You know, talking ungodly jokes. I mean, it's not just drugs, all that. I'm against me staring at a woman.
Right.
That agrees my spirit. I used to do it in the past. But anyhow, you know, I've been forgiven for all that. I'm backslid, and a preacher walks up on my porch, knocks on the door. I go down there on the porch with him. He said, the Lord sent me over here and wants you to preach tomorrow night.
Amen.
I'm backslid, and I'm high on meth. Now, the religious folk would say God would never do that. Well, he did.
Man.
They'd say he would never do that if you want to. And so I looked at him, you know, and I thought, I'm on meth, Lord Jesus. And I looked at him and I said, well, I said, I'll be there. He left. I repented. I mean, those, when you repent and you ask God to forgive you, it don't take you 2 years to get back right.
That's right.
Come on, somebody, did you hear me?
That's right.
When you are forgiven, that means it is wiped clean, right?
Amen.
Well, you got to consider that thing gone. Well, you know what? My neighbor over there, little lack of understanding, he heard I was going to be preaching in his church. He knew I was backslid doing that. Told his wife, said, I ain't going over there. Lord wouldn't let him sleep all night long. All day at work, he's like, I'm not going. And I mean, the more it got time for closer to church, the more he felt convicted to go. Well, see, now I'm back under the anointing. And I go that, and I'm telling you this, God told me to tell you this.
Yeah.
I go that next night, get up there. And when I got up there, the anointing fell in that place. And I mean, it's one of the best services, best anointing I've ever been under in my life. And I've not smoked no meth since.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
See, you got to take yesterday and throw it.
Amen.
and say, "But God, I don't care mistakes I made. Mike, give me that scripture, Beth, if you can. Philippians 3:10. Paul, this is the Apostle Paul writes Philippians. He said, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I'd already attained." This is the chief apostle Paul speaking this. He said, "Not as though I've already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." Go ahead, man. "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing that I do, forgetting those things which are behind."
Yes.
Come on, somebody. See, Paul had Christians killed.
Yes. Yep.
Paul had a bad background.
Yes.
You know, he was raised religious, and he was religious. Concerning the law, he was blameless. I mean, the dude knew a lot of things. He said he counted all that as dung.
That's right.
And he said here, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus."
Amen. Yes.
You know, past guilt can destroy your relationship with Jesus.
Yes, it can.
Feeling guilty. You've got forgiveness for it. Now, if you ain't got forgiveness for it, you're going to be under guilt and condemnation and the powers of darkness. And he's going to be able to maneuver darkness in your life. And he's just going to make your life not satisfied. You won't be satisfied. But if you put it under the blood of Jesus, and if you've asked God to forgive you and ask God to help you, "Lord, help me to live better. Help me to be more like Christ, to make more better decisions." See, we want to grow, Johnny. We don't want to stay down here where the enemy can use elementary things to take us out, right, to get us down. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Past guilt can destroy your relationship with the Lord and stop you from moving forward.
That's right.
Past mistakes. Things we should have done different. God's speaking these things to y'all and to me this morning.
That's right.
Things we could have done different. Things we should have done, but we didn't do it.
Right.
See, we got to forget those things that are behind us.
Man.
We got to forget those things that are behind us and say, "Lord, I'm forgetting those things that are behind, but I'm going to press toward the mark. I'm going to press toward being closer to you, Lord. I'm going to press towards being able, Lord, when I do make mistakes, to roll that thing over and ask you to forgive me and not take me a week to feel good anymore, Lord. I'm going to learn to roll these things. I'm going to forget those things that were in my past." Hallelujah. You know, me and Teresa had a lot of trouble over our past after we got right with Jesus, because both of us made a lot of heavy-duty mistakes. I'm going to say heavy-duty because it's heavy-duty. We made a lot of heavy-duty mistakes. But you know what? We worked on it and worked on it until now. We never even think about our past, either one of us. She's a free woman. I'm a free man. We worked on forgetting the past and putting that past behind us till all we could see was our future. All we could see is dealing with issues now and moving forward into the future, praise God. Told one of my brothers yesterday, I said, "I believe my church." I said, "Not just mine, but I believe the church in a whole." I said, "I believe we're on edge. I said, I believe we're on edge." He said, "What if Jesus come back?" "I don't know." I said, "I don't know about that." I said, "He can come anytime." But I said, "I'm looking forward to the outpouring of God's Spirit all over this world, that people fill the houses of God. And the ones that are filling the houses of God, they're vibrant about God. They're on fire for God. They're winning people to Jesus." Tracy got done this morning. She's like, "It's 5:10. I'm like, "No, man, this was good." See, if it wasn't good, your wood's wet.
Right.
Because she was preaching some good stuff this morning, man. I mean, your wood's wet. You know, you got to get burning on the inside and burn all that water off that wood. Hallelujah. Yeah. Pray God. What that means is do some repenting. Do some repenting, cleaning your heart. Get your heart clean to so Satan don't got no vice grips to use on me and you to condemn us, to get us not to pray and read and go to church. I was excited about coming to church.
Amen.
I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm not being religious. But you know, my mind is, I'm not looking for a reason not to do right, Lord. I'm not looking for a reason not to go to church, Lord. I'm looking for a reason to go, to get people on fire and minister to them, Lord. I'm in the best time of my ministry I've ever been in, and I've had plenty.
Amen.
Far satisfied on the inside.
Praise God.
See, don't let past mistakes. Did you know past mistakes? Some of y'all were called to preach. And I'm a woman. What's that got to do with it? Women's supposed to be silent in church. I said, I'm just telling you right now, you've been listening to the wrong preacher. They take that one scripture out of the Bible over there. When the women sat over here and the men sat over here and they were talking in the service and Paul was bringing some structure in the church. See, they said it wasn't talking about a woman. There are deacons in about prophetesses. The woman that carried the first message, the woman that carried the message after Jesus resurrected, it was the woman.
That's right.
Go tell them I'll meet him in Galilee. Why couldn't a man be there?
Right.
So I'm just on that, you know. I mean, don't let the enemy, well, I'm just a woman. I'm just a woman. No, the Bible says we're neither male, female, Jew, Greek, bond or free, right?
Right.
Yeah, we know you're a female, I'm a male, but the Bible says we're all one. He said it's the same God that works in all and through all.
Yes.
See, you can't let past guilt destroy your relationship with the Lord.
Right.
But you can't hang on to past sins.
That's right.
And have a relationship with Jesus. Now, I'm not saying we can't talk. I'm just saying it will hinder you every time. Let me give you a little example. Okay, now God may not deal with you this way, but I chunked a Kirby vacuum cleaner that I give a lot of money for, and it tore up back before I got saved, and I got mad at them. They wouldn't come fix a thing, and so I throwed it on a dump truck, and I cussed them out, to be honest with you. I wasn't saved. I cussed them out. I said, I double dog dare y'all come to my house or shoot you. Bunch of lying blankety blanks. Well, I get saved. It wasn't too long after that, I'm down praying. Every time I'm down praying, Kirby vacuum cleaner comes up. And I'd get up and I'd say, Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Man, you better leave me alone, you idiot. I'm done with that Kirby. Every time I go to pray, Kirby vacuum cleaner. Finally, it dawned on me, this is Jesus. And Jesus was telling me, pay for that Kirby. Pay for that Kirby. See, now God had put his finger on it. Now it'd be sin for me not to deal with it.
Yeah.
Right? He's asked me to deal with it. Now it would be sin for me. So I'm not telling you that he deals with all of us the same way. But see, now every time I go to pray, I think about Kirby. So now Satan, the more I don't deal with Kirby, the more that Satan tries to get me under control. You ain't doing what God knows you to do. You ain't obeying the Lord. You're still going to get, you know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? He's using it on me. And so I made up my mind, I'm going to pay for that Kirby.
Right.
So I made arrangements. I paid the Kirby off. You know, from that moment on, I was never bothered about Kirby.
Amen.
He never come up praying. He didn't have it anymore. I'd got rid of that guilt.
That's right.
I'd got rid of that guilt. So that guilt, see, that guilt was messing with my relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
It wasn't Jesus. It was the guilt. And so I did pay for the Kirby, never got the Kirby back. It was in the garbage somewhere. But I got peace from God.
Amen.
See, whatever it is in your past, guilt, it don't make no shit, bad relationships, it don't really make any difference where it come from, what happened, what mistakes and all that. You must put guilt under your feet.
Amen.
Guilt and shame, you must put it under your feet. Hallelujah. Put it in your past and press toward the Lord. Hallelujah. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling.
Yes.
Well, I don't go to church regular. What stopped it? Well, my feet hurt. Well, my head hurt this morning. I took a four leave. Started taking a Quaalude. If I had one, that'd bring me something. He's sinuses, you know, I'm not healed up completely yet. Yeah, he got on something, I don't know what it is. You do. You know exactly what it is. You know? I'm here under the anointing. Don't make no difference, praise God. You know, because the Satan, I'm not going to give no place to the enemy. Everybody on the planet ought to be in the house of God this morning. Alert! Right. I looked it up too late on that. Shame on you. Right. Shame on you. You can't come to the house of God and stay awake 45 minutes and give God some heart worship. Give God some room to work. Right. Shame on you. Cut some stuff out. Sleep all day Saturday. All day Saturday. Right. Oh, I'm going to go to the flea market. No, sleep. Rest. Go lay down under a shade tree. Take a day off every Sabbath. Everybody needs a Sabbath. One day a week they take off. Well, Sunday's it. No, Sunday's God's day. Amen. Come on, America. Sunday's God's day. Right. See, if we don't give God what's due to Him, Satan comes in and he brings guilt and shame and oppression. We're faithful to go to church. Preach to your neighbors. Tell your neighbors, come on to church. You don't have to tell them what you know, just tell them. Come on to the house of God. See, I'm talking about pressing forward. And we don't want to press forward without taking people with us.
That's right.
Well, if we're going forward, we want people going forward with us. This whole, we're doing well now. This church has been attacked. And I'm like, God told me that the leaders in the church have been attacked. And I said, that's my fault. Right. I said, what are you doing about it? Fight. You're just all you're telling me Satan's trying to take the church down. What are you going to do? Fight. Fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
Call them up. Strong with y'all. Go, enemy attacking? Yeah, good, good. Glory to God. When the enemy comes in like the flood, Satan, God's already raised up a standard. His name is Jesus. It's already been raised up, and that standard, that flow, is operated by your going.
That's right.
You know, people don't receive, a lot of people don't receive their healing because the Bible says some were healed as they went and some just quit. Talking to a lady yesterday, got a diagnosis. What if you got diagnosed with cancer today? You wouldn't be thinking about how much money you can make. You wouldn't be thinking. You'd be thinking, oh, I did it. I got to get it together. Yeah, I got to get in faith, glory to God. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. Ain't that right, Pat?
That's exactly right.
She done been whipping it for years. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Been whipping it for years. Praise God. You can't just lay down and quit. See, don't let, you ought to get angry at guilt trying to keep you down.
That's right.
You ought to get angry at the devil accusing you all the time. You know what I mean? Telling you how you ain't this and you ain't that and you're ugly and you'll never be no good. And he tries to keep you under condemnation. When Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. If you're living under condemnation, it's your fault. There's no condemnation to you that can bear on you unless you let it stay on you.
That's right.
If you feel sorry for yourself. I remember after I come out of heart surgery now. I mean, the Lord, when I got saved, the only thing that I cared about on this planet was Teresa and Travis, pretty much. I mean, I cared about my family, you know, but that was pretty much, you know, shattered future for me when Teresa and Travis was gone. She had took him to left when he was a year and a half old and all of that. And whenever the Lord brought her back to me, and now all the, we've not separated since I got saved, I mean. And she's wanted to go stay at the motel, and God made sure it was full and all that stuff. Her back was hurting, so her bed seemed good, and come on back. But you know what, praise God? I've learned, you know, that don't be moved by what the enemy's bringing to me. You know, but anyhow, one night I'm feeling sorry for myself, and we'd had that open heart surgery and everything. And I told her, I said, I just had this thought come to me. Well, if I was a real man, I'd done have her house paid for. If I was a real man, she wouldn't have to be waiting on me. If I was a real man, I wouldn't put all this stuff on her, you know. But because, see, I've always not put no heavy stuff on her, you know, purposely take up slack and this and that. And, you know, I could have her working 80 hours a week if she wouldn't let me do it, but I'm just talking about. Go, baby, we'll get your house paid off. Come on, you need a job. Well, you ain't got no kids no more. And what about what Jesus is saying? What about what Jesus is saying? Is she supposed to work or not supposed to work, right? Well, there I go, you know. And so I told her one night, after I'd had open heart surgery, because I didn't feel like a man, Mac. Now, thank God for that. I mean, I fought hurting and all of that stuff and kept on trucking and outworked most 40, 50 years old, you know. Stopped up arteries. So I looked over at her and I said, baby, I said, just wait on me a little longer. Because I'd seen people get ailments and their other mate get tired of waiting and leave them. So fear, poor old Scotty sat there. Poor old Scotty. You poor little weak thing, you can't take care of her, pray God. You know? And then the next day I thought, what's wrong with you? Are you stupid? You know, let stupid get on your forehead? She's fortunate to have you, but God, you might be going through a little bit, so I sucked it up right quick. I said, glory to God, greater is he that's in me. And he ain't nobody on this planet. I started telling Satan, ain't nobody on this planet that she'd be more blessed with, you idiot, other than me. I'm the best thing that ever happened to her other than Jesus. And you might as well shut up, you idiot. Yeah. So it wasn't long. I told her, I said, I'll be back, baby. I'll be back. Well, she held my hand one night. I'm not with her. Fast Johnny, I said, how'd it feel? I said, you feel like still a week, wasn't it, Johnny? Sat up there one night, and she goes, I squeezed her hand a little. Oh, you're nearly back. You're nearly back. I had some strength, Johnny, but I had Pop Olive hand, you know. And so then, you know, I thought, but God, my woman wants a firm hand when she gets hold of it. But God, she wants them calluses in there. When she gets a hold of that man's hand, she wants to know her honey take care of her. But God, he don't get her done. So I got out there and got me a whole stuff, got me some calluses. Hallelujah. Praise God, now I'm over and I'm like, yeah, baby, I can bring on the bacon right up in a pan. Never let you forget I'm your man. Now, praise God, I think like that because of Jesus. Let God, and I'm not going to live my life. Well, I did it wrong. That guy, poor little thing. Boy, you look, she ain't poor little thing. That mama gets anything she want. Hallelujah. That mama ain't lacking nothing. She said the other day, boy, I could eat a cake or something from Lucky's. I looked over and I said, baby, you want me to go get it? No, don't go get it, dog. No, I'll get it. I might, but God, I'll just help you get fatter. I don't care, but God, we'll just get fat together. We'll be happy while we're getting fat. Hallelujah. No, don't go. Well, you know, we're not sitting around the living room, but you messed around on me. But I'm the way I am. I'm all messed up because of you. No, you did it, didn't you? We did that garbage. Now, we're going down the road the other day, and I looked at her. I said, yeah, but God, that church needs us. We got an anointing, but God, now our focus is the church, man. I mean, it's serving the Lord at home and working out our issues. We have issues, too. We make mistakes, too. You understand? We have to get forgiveness from the Lord ourselves. We need the Lord to help us because we're not perfect, either. You understand what I'm telling you? We still got issues. Me and Teresa still got issues that we want to be closer to Jesus like everybody else does. Hallelujah. And if you don't have a desire to be closer to the Lord, and, you know, praise God. Maybe you need to do some praying.
Amen.
When I pull out on the road, I want people to say, there's that brother Scotty, he'll let you in when he's in a hurry. Like God, there's that brother Scotty. I've seen people get upset in the line at the grocery store, and you just can't get that dude not to have a smile on his face. Like God, when people, he finds out people, some people, they need something, he sets out to see if there's some way he can fix it. See, all of us need to be this way.
That's right.
You don't have to be on a big scale. The Bible says blessed is the peacemaker, right?
Yes.
That means don't let arguing go on in your home, guys or ladies. You be the peacemaker. Say, no, we're not going to talk about that garbage. We're not going to let that garbage in our living room. I mean, I have people call me, did you hear what Granny said? Don't ask me, Granny, I'm not telling you. Did you hear what Granny said? And I'm like, well, I heard it, but I just forgot it. Why? Because I'm not going to be concerned about Granny. Oh, we. Granny better get it straightened out. Right? It's called Scotty Minds His Own Business. Scotty Minds. It ain't Scotty. A guy told me one time, he said, well, you know, you got to know the state of your flock. I said, what does that mean? I need to go over to their house and find out how many lies they told today? Or ask their neighbor if they've been over there screaming and hollering and fighting and cussing? I said, what does that mean? I said, no, that don't mean that I am going to be all up in my congregation's business all the time.
Yeah.
I said, because the Lord, if the Lord can't deal with them, all I'm going to do is make them mine.
That's right.
Hey, if the Lord can't deal with me, somebody will make me mad. Risa, Fessy. Thank, listen, Lord. Lord, she told me coming in here this morning, she said, you think of your tithes up? I said, you're paying them today. I said, you're paying them today. She said, fine, write your own. And I told her, I said, get me a check. She did. Can't you write it? I'm busy. And I'm like, wonder how much she wrote that check for tithe, man. I don't think I told her everything. I told her a little bit. And she said, I'll write mine on. I don't know about yours. She put it in there, bless God. And I thought, well, maybe it's a chunk. Maybe she cut a big fat chunk this morning and sent it to the Lord. Then when I get into the financial thing, next week or three or four, I go in there and say, ha, look at it, devil. I done tied, devil. I done got my seed in the ground, baby. I tied. You see that? They done tied. And then I tell the Lord, glory to God, Lord, I'm faithful to you in my finances, Lord. And I know I'm faithful to you, God, you're going to be faithful to me. You've opened the window, you said you would supply all of my needs according to your riches in glory. But they called me up, the bank called me up. They got a loan out for the church on account of COVID. I went in there and looked at it and I thought, we got plenty of money, man. They called me back. I said, I don't need it. I don't want it. Yeah, but you don't have to pay it back. I said, we don't want it. We don't need it. Our church ain't broke. Yeah. Well, ain't y'all going through the COVID? I said, oh yeah, we're in the middle of it. But we ain't broke, don't need it. Well, I had some, then I went in there and they said, oh, you can get a business one and you can borrow it and you don't have to pay it back. Hey, the bunch jumped on it, and you know what they did? The government come in because they didn't spend the money like they were supposed to spend it on. Now they're making them pay that back with interest.
Right. Yep.
Because they went and bought them a motorcycle, went and bought them, you know, extra car, when all of that was supposed to went to them employees.
Right.
I told the bank, I said, I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't, my business don't want it. Yeah, but you don't have to pay it back. I said, I don't need it. Why? Because God is my supply. But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. I told one guy, I said, I'm going to get that loan. I said, you better make sure that you spend that money on what you're supposed to spend that money on if you want the forgiveness. If you do get the forgiveness. If you don't. And I know a bunch of businessmen didn't get it. Didn't get the forgiveness. And they paid back with interest. Extra payments. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:9, get it out. If we confess our sins, he is what? Faithful. And just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes. So if you've asked God to forgive you, then he's faithful to do it. He will do it right then. He'll do it and cleanse you. Hallelujah. So don't let nothing in your past come in and hold you down from going on into your future. Give me 2 Timothy 4 and I'm going to close with this, maybe. For I am now ready. This is Paul now that was over there. We read it over there a while ago. He said, forgetting those things behind. Then he said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. Then here's what he said later on to Timothy. For I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. This is later on in years. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now look, every one of us has a course that God has. We may not know what that course is or where that course is going to lead us in life, but as we press toward that mark, God begins to maneuver that course that he has laid out for our lives, in our life, begins to reveal it in our lives. And as we do that, we've got to keep the faith. And we've got to fight the good fight. 1 Timothy 6:12, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold. It don't say you're going through, get on the phone, start complaining to your neighbor friend. Start complaining to your sisters and brothers how bad it is and blah, blah, blah. It don't say get on there and do that. It don't say complain. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 78 that they limited the Holy One of Israel. They begin to complain.
Yep.
They begin to complain about where they was at. I'm sure it was not easy, Johnny. They'd led out, he's led about in the wilderness. They got to trust God. How many knows that's a good place when we have to trust the Lord?
Amen.
That's really not a bad place. When we really have to trust the Lord, that is really a good place.
Yes.
I have to trust the Lord to help me to stay. I mean, I've overcame drugs and a lot of stuff. And you know what? That stuff, I mean, for the last 3 or 4 days, I hadn't smoked cigarettes in a long time. You know, and I mean, I could taste a cigarette. A good old Marlboro Red. That's what I smoke. I thought people saying strong cigarettes. If I'm going to smoke something, I want it strong. I got a strong woman. But God, I'm strong. If I'm going to smoke something, I don't want no whatever that junk is you roll up. Smoke it and don't even taste it.
Try blunt.
Yeah, blunt. Yeah. But you know what? I'm going down the road, and I thought I'm going to get me a pack of cigarettes, but God. Oh, yeah, I've been tempted to smoke some marijuana. I know where the drug dealers are. I still know where they're at. I sure do. I could get a lot of them locked up, but I'm not a squealer. I'd rather get them saved, and then they won't want the marijuana.
Right.
The closer you get to Jesus, the more you don't want that.
Praise God.
The closer, the more you pray and seek the Lord, the more that all this old man begins just to drift away and that new man begins
Thank
to rise
Jesus.
Up. He begins to get stronger and stronger.
Yes.
And I told Satan, I said, Satan, you might as well take your temptation somewhere else because that strong desire, Teresa just read it. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away, what? By his own lust.
Right.
His own desire. That desire in me to smoke the cigarette. I'm not against smoking cigarettes with y'all guys. I mean, that's fine. I wouldn't condemn you for nothing. I know how hard it is when you're addicted to something, but God, and it controls you. And I sure would make you feel bad because you're not free from something. You hear me?
Amen.
Ever.
Amen.
If I do, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Some of you drink Mountain Dews like they're going out of style. You're addicted to it. It ain't got to be a cigarette. It can be a Mountain Dew. Some of you, God wants you to fast and you've eaten so much biscuits you can't do it. I mean, seriously, you know. I mean, I could absolutely get addicted to steaks. Steaks could drive me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know. So it can be anything, food, lying,
yep.
Gossip, overeating. I mean, you know good well you're fixing to throw up. You eat any more than you keep eating. You know, I'm full of the tick. I'm miserable. I've been there. Shoot, no, I ain't leaving none of this rice in Santa Fe, baby. I paid big money for that rice. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm full of, no, go ahead, man. I'm not leaving that rice. And then get out there, oh, can't go to dirt cheap. God, give me the couch. Give me the couch. Well, over eight. Hallelujah. Then Satan, fat pig, fat pig, fat pig. Then I go in there, boy, a fat pig. Look at your belly. Then I go in there, and I'll turn sideways. Somebody say, hey, put on a little weight in the fat pig. Fat pig. Now you're addicted to food, you fat pig. Go by every restaurant, you but they got a good dinner. Go in there, had the open heart surgery. I got to close. We got to unload that box truck. Go in there and tell me don't eat no pig, don't eat no pork, don't eat no pork, don't eat no pork, don't eat no beef. You know what story I wanted? I want all that. That's just the nature of our flesh. Teresa, she's in the bed and it's Saturday, I think it was. I thought, bless God, I'm tired of this not having no sausage and stuff. And she's in the bed and I thought, she won't never know it. Well, I got turkey bacon and sausage turkey bacon and your turkey or whatever the all that is, you know. I mean, you got Polish sausage and this turkey, everything turkey. Yeah. See the turkey over there with, pow, I need that turkey. On the side of the road, we had something wrong.
Oh, Lord.
But God, I thought, well, but God, I'm the man of this house, hallelujah. She ain't telling me I can't have no bacon and stuff. So I get up and get my clothes on, don't even brush my teeth or nothing, but God, and I took off the Luckiest. You hold it in her clothes. And I'm like, gosh, it's too early. What time do they open around here? Looked over there at Dollar General. I thought, I know good and well. We told them we've got some bacon, packed some bacon down there. But God, I've never been there when they didn't have. And but God, I took off the we told them and they barely opened. I went in there and they ain't even got a weenie on the rack. And I'm like, what's wrong with y'all? But God, when I want something, I want it. So I said, well, bless God, there ain't nothing down here. Went home, cooked that turkey. Tracy got up. She didn't even know I'd be going, oh, yeah, I went and tried to get some. Where you been somewhere? Yeah, I went down there to, and then, what's that a grocery store open around here? All closed, doesn't it? And I'm coming back through town. I said, Jesus, take the wheel. You already did. But God, you call somebody going there and buy all that bacon, their clothes, all of that. But God, I guess I better not go do what I want to. So I didn't, hallelujah. I would have not. I mean, but God, I'd have cooked that whole pack of bacon, eat half of it before Teresa got up, the other half after I got the eggs done, let her have two pieces. She won't eat stuff. So I want to encourage you. You know, press forward. Wherever you're at in life right now, I mean, you know, I need to eat right. I need to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to have a stronger desire to eat right, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, because I know, but see, my thinking, and I got to stop it. I made it 52 years on them stocked up arteries, but God, I got them new ones out of my legs. I got at least 52 more years, but God, I ate all the hog I want. Well, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Never renew that mind.
Right. Not going there. So I want to encourage you. Forget those things behind. Press toward the mark. Don't sit under condemnation. You don't have to.
Right.
Jesus done took all that on him, praise God.
Yes.
So live free, hallelujah. Enjoy life, hallelujah.
Amen.
Enjoy your family, praise God. Enjoy your garden. Enjoy whatever you do, praise God, because you're free. The Bible says, though, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you this morning, God, and we thank you, Lord.